All right, now, time for the big news of the day out of Idaho.
We have a developing story, an unusual story to report. We've now learned goats, a lot of them, are causing quite a scene in a Boise neighborhood. Our Joe Parrish is live in the middle of it this morning. Joe, what is going on?
Well, Doug, I'm trying to stay out of the way because they're actually moving all their way down the street here in this neighborhood off of 5 Mile in Boise.
In the background of the live shot behind reporter Joe Parrish, a flock of goats is demolishing a suburban front yard, climbing a tree, devouring rose bushes, and ripping up shrubs by the roots.
No one knew where the goats came from. Some had tags in their ears, but generally, it was a mystery.
But for now, they're just going yard to yard, eating everyone's front lawn. I talked to one.
At this point, Twitter was exploding.
But Doug, we're going to stick with this story all morning. We're going to see exactly how this develops. Pretty interesting sight here in a Boise neighborhood.
We called up that reporter, Joe Parrish.
118 goats eating everything in sight. And they had such a system. They were going lawn to lawn like they had decided previously on an order. It was very organized.
Finally, a large truck showed up with the title, "We Rent Goats," on the side.
They were getting calls that their goats were possibly on the loose. And they had a herder dog. Her name was Gypsy. She's very cute. And with the help of the neighborhood kids, they held up some fences and filed all the goats back onto the truck.
So there's a company that just rents out goats?
Some people have goats on their property to eat down potential fuel that would be for fires.
Meanwhile, here in the newsroom, we still had a lot of questions, especially our Morning Edition colleague and Idaho native Rachel Martin.
Like, was there one goat that was like, "Let's go, guys, we're out of here." And then did they finish their job or did they just bail?
Do goats get work anxiety dreams? I mean, we all get them, and this seems like kind of a stressful job.
But before we get too existential about these goats, let's go back. How did they get out in the first place? We called Matt Gabika, the owner of that large truck, and the goats themselves.
There's apparently some tall weeds on the edge of the fence, and they were standing up on their back legs to get them. It looks like they knocked just two of the little flat boards loose, and all 118 went through a hole that's not even a foot wide.
Gabika found out about it the same way we did, through the local news, and jumped into action.
Somehow the news and everyone got here before we heard about it, but we got a big trailer that can fit over 200 goats on it. So we just pulled up to where the community had them kind of gathered up and put the ramp down and let the goats load up.
The goats are contained for now, but Gabika admits they can be tough to keep in one place.
They do like being part of a herd. They're really good at what they do. They're just also kind of hard to fence sometimes.
Gabika is pretty amused by the worldwide response. As he spoke to us on the phone, he got at least 5 or 6 more calls from newsrooms just as intrigued with the goats as we were.
And reporter Joe Parrish was shocked at the response, too.
Oh, it's overwhelming. I mean, social media just exploded. I had to delete Twitter because it kept freezing my phone up.
He's back to reporting other stories in Boise now. But our colleague Rachel Martin, she's still churning out questions.
If a goat was stranded on a desert island, what 5 albums would a goat take?
Well, obviously, some New Kids on the Block, and maybe